How's it going? This is Scott Fish. I co-host a podcast called the Commission Impossible Podcast with Ryan McDowell. We don't exactly go over player values or dynasty trades or potential or rankings or mock drafts, and we usually don't even have guests. We just like to talk about commissioner stuff, so that's what you get. You can learn about lots of different scoring systems, interesting rules, settings, how to set up your playoffs, how to determine draft order, how to determine rookie auction values, things like that, stuff that commissioners might be interested in, like rivalries or rolling bankrolls or salary caps. We also answer commissioner questions. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, check us out. It's a pretty good listen.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price. John Bosch will be competing against two contestants from the Gut Feels podcast. We'll bring them in just a second, but I wanted to remind you guys that we are brought to you by DynastyLeagueFootball.com. We are part of the DLF family of podcasts. Please check out that feed for all kinds of awesome podcasts that DLF puts out, from the Super Flex Super Show to the one you're listening to now, to Trade Addicts podcast, to Dynasty Debates. There's a lot of great podcasts on that feed, and you get them all in one place. So check that out. Also, real quick, we have shirts still available for just $10. Derek is actually wearing one right now, so we'll bring him in here. Derek McCreath at FF. Are at the FFRX on Twitter. Derek, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Matt. Excited to be here, trying to redeem myself. I know that I did awful last time on this show, and then when we had you on ours too. So I'm really happy to be here and hopefully kick John and Jason's ass.
Can you please tell everyone how comfortable and amazingly soft that shirt is that you're wearing right now?
It is incredibly comfortable. It's one of my go-tos when I get home from work. Definitely got to put it on because it's just so soft and so great.
Nice. And of course, Jason Tran at Jason Tran on Twitter, also from the Gut Feels podcast. Jason, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I feel like all my complaining about what happened last time we were on has brought me back here today. So hopefully I can revenge myself from last time.
Actually, you were on because you beat Derek and Casey in a game on your podcast that I brought to you guys. Unfortunately, Casey couldn't be here with us tonight, but then she could be here with us, but I had already invited Derek, so we'll definitely get Casey on again at some point. So thanks for understanding there, Casey. But let's get to some games, you guys. We're going to play three games tonight: the name game, ADP cliffhanger, and games played bullshit. So we're going to start off, John, I assume, with the name game.
Well, if I get to choose, of course, let's go there.
I guess I didn't say hi to you, John. How are you doing, man?
Oh, that's okay, Matt. I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
good.
I was gonna wait to see if you actually realized you didn't say hi or not.
John, of course, you can find at John Bosch FF, and occasionally hosting the Dynasty Trade Calculator podcast and Dynasty Wall Street, of course. Let's get into the name game, guys. This is a themed name game. Last time I was the host, we did a Halloween themed name game. So this time we're going to do a Thanksgiving themed name game. Derek, I know you're from Canada, so you know what that is, right? Just want to make sure.
Well, we had Thanksgiving when it actually exists in October, you know, like a month and a half ago, not just like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's get into it. The way this game works is you're going to get a set of clues. If you guys get it on the first set of clues, it's worth 3 points. If everybody agrees they want a second clue, then it's worth 2 points, and then one final clue will make it worth 1 point. Your name is your buzzer. Ready to go? Let's do it.
Yep, yes. Let's do it.
The first one is the star of Thanksgiving dinner and NFC South running back.
Oh, wow. Right off the bat, we're going to kill us
John,
all.
John. Turquito Smith.
That's correct. Turquito Smith. John gets 3 points.
Nice.
Next one. Edible gravy sponge and NFC West tight end.
Wow. No bias there at all. What was the, player?
Edible gravy sponge and NFC West tight end.
This must be an American only thing.
Right. No.
I'm sure it's not. Shot.
But the thing is, I'm getting all the food ones right. I just can't think of what the players are.
Did you guys like a second clue?
Was NFC West tight end? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
I would like a clue about the player if we get to choose that.
Yeah, I agree.
The player plays for, the tight end plays for Seattle.
It's a tight end.
All Derek.
Right. Wow.
Derek.
Brett Dixon.
That's correct. Brett Dixon.
Woo!
For 2 points for Derek.
Oh, wow.
Next one. This one's probably the... Wow. This one might be the hardest one.
I thought you were taking a shot at mashed potatoes.
I thought it was mashed potatoes, too. I was wrong.
Like, I was like, why is he wording it this way? That's so cruel. Mashed potatoes are fantastic. And then I was
potatoes
just
are a sponge.
There. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
This
one is probably the hardest one, so good luck here with AFC North wide receiver and traditional centerpiece.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the order, so this would be player food item.
Correct.
Or player Thanksgiving.
John.
John.
Cody Cornucopia.
That's correct. Cody Cornucopia.
Yes. Oh, wow.
For three more points. Six.
I had Cody Core on so many teams his rookie year, just expecting the Bengals to be killed by injuries again. That was, I think, back when I still liked the Bengals.
I actually had to look him up because I thought of the answer first to make sure he was still in the NFL. So,
he's still active.
It seems weird with all their injuries. He hasn't gotten much play time, but I guess he's that far down, huh?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know who we're talking about.
I remember the name coming up at different times, and I'm sure I had him on a roster somewhere, but wouldn't have come up with that.
He's never even really had that much buzz around him. He was just a later round pick, or maybe he was even undrafted. I don't remember.
He was undrafted
a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I think.
Wow.
Okay, next one. Pilgrim landing spot and NFC North running back. This is where they landed in America, Derek.
Yeah.
John.
Plymouth Rock Thomas.
Plymouth Rock Thomas is correct. Holy John God. Is crushing yeah. it. It's 9-2. Wow. Jason needs to get on the board.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
I have two more left and a tiebreaker if we should need it, but I don't think that. I think
probably
John is already.
Impossible.
I think John's already mathematically won, so we'll just play the rest for fun.
Well, yeah, it's done.
The next one, pump. I already gave that one away, but I'll give it a clue anyway.
Nice, I like it.
Traditional Thanksgiving dessert and AFC East mm-hmm. running back.
Wow, this is crazy,
John. Pumpkin pie, Zaya Crowell.
That's correct. Pumpkin pie, yep. Isaiah Crowell.
Wow.
So all much right. grossness.
Two more?
Combining two
pumpkin pie is delicious, John.
Wrong.
Come on, John.
Is it too late to change to a Christmas theme? Like,
I like pumpkin pie pumpkin pie cheesecake better than regular pumpkin pie, but I'll eat a pumpkin pie, no problem.
That's definitely correct.
Because the other ingredients are better. They improve the taste and fail the taste of pumpkin. Oh.
Man.
AFC West quarterback and what you do to a turkey just before it's served.
John.
John.
Derek Carr.
Jeez.
Derek Carve. Yep.
Wow.
All right, here's the time.
Let's just play more name game. Can you come up with a Christmas one?
I don't think we should do that anymore.
We should just have a two-man show, John. I should just come up with clues and have you be on the
right.
See if I can get all of them in under a minute.
It's true. All right, here's our tiebreaker question. NFC West running back and the primary country where Thanksgiving is celebrated.
What was the last part?
The primary country where Thanksgiving is celebrated.
The primary country. I like that.
Canada? That seems weird.
John. Matt Braid, America.
That's right. Wow. Matt Braid, America.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, John takes that down.
Put on his Patriots hat.
12-2 wow. to zero, yeah. Something like that.
That was embarrassing.
First game.
That was embarrassing.
It was a little bit embarrassing, guys. We were expecting a better performance on your second appearance on the show.
Yeah. Not the editing job just became real easy on that game.
Right? No kidding. just cut it out.
Yeah. Just John. I'll just read myself. Have myself giving the clue and John answering the whole way. Okay, next one, John, you want to play cliffhanger or games played?
Oh, let's do cliffhanger.
Okay. The way this game works is I will give a player and our contestants have to give what they think the exact positional average draft position of that player is. And if they get it right on, they get 0 points. And depending on how far away they got, they gain more points. So the goal is to not score points in this game. If you gain 13 points, you're out of the game. So let's say that I give a quarterback whose ADP is 20 overall and Derek guesses 33. He's going to get 13 points and he's out of the game immediately. So
he's going to kick me out just like that.
Just like that. Come you're on. Right out of there. Well, I mean, just be judged. But I guess you did get one right last time. So I guess I should have used Jason in that example.
One right on one attempt.
Hey, guys, if you guys both get them both wrong right at the beginning, this episode will be about 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're perfect. It'll be edited in no time.
For me, yeah, that'd be great schedule-wise for me. All right, John, what position would you like?
All right, so are we doing November or December?
We're doing November because I don't have enough December yet.
Perfect.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you had enough yet. Dang it. All right, take November, that. Let's do running back first.
Running back, Royce Freeman.
Oh. And we all put in a number or just me?
Well, we're all putting in a number, but you're first.
Okay. Royce Freeman.
Positional, not overall.
Okay. Uh, 23.
John says 23.
I do not know anything Derek. About ADP. I am terrible with it.
I'm gonna say I kinda think he's lower, but not much lower than that. So I'm gonna go 25.
Derek says 25.
Wow.
How about you, Jason?
This is crazy. You guys are right exactly where I was at, too. Is he lower than that now?
And say 24 and take the safest answer possible.
I'm going to say 26.
26. The correct answer is 25. Derek nailed it right on.
Oh,
he stays at zero. Wow. John goes up to two, and Jason has one.
Wow, that was kind of crazy. We're all right there.
That is crazy. Nice we're that close, to be honest.
I was like, that's kind of where I want to be at.
Derek, what position would you like?
Let's go with the grossest position in tight end.
Tight end.
They're all infinity.
I thought you were going to say kicker. That's crazy.
Tight end is Dallas Goedert.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, not that he's done a ton this year other than getting a few touchdowns, but I'm sure based on just rookie profile, he's got to be somewhere in the 14? 14? I'll go with 14.
Derek says 14. John.
13 was the number that popped in my head, so I'm going to stick with
John says 13.
Wow.
I feel like I should have gotten to go last there as the lowest scorer in the first round. Whatever.
I'm going with 17.
Jason says 17. The exact number is 16. Jason takes, ooh, well, doesn't take the point, but he only gets 1 point there, so it goes up to 2. John takes on 3 points, goes up to 5. And Derek takes on 2 points and goes up to 2 points. So 2-2-5. Next position, Jason, we'll let you pick.
Let's go quarterback.
Quarterback is Josh Rosen.
Am I first on this one?
You are first, yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to go 23.
Jason says 23. Derek.
I didn't think you would be quite that low, but...
Don't let my number influence you, Derek.
No, I'm going to stick with silly. What initially came to me was 16, so I'm going to say QB 16.
Derek says 16?
It was November, so I think people were still probably thinking some of the older players might be ahead of him. I'm going to say 19.
John says 19. Correct answer is 17.
Wow. Oh. Yikes.
So Jason took on 6 points with the answer of 23, so he's up to 8. John said 19, so he takes on 2 more up to 7. And Derek said 17.
16.
Sorry, 16. So he goes up 1 to 3 points. So 8-7-3.
Wow.
Cliff's getting closer. Who took that one? I guess John. No, Derek was the closest. Derek, give me a position.
Let's go to wide receiver then, since we haven't done that.
Would you say wide receiver?
Wide receiver, yeah.
Cortland Sutton.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one. I'm sure. When did DT get traded? When was the trade deadline? Is that before
November? Second week of November, I think.
Yeah, it probably hadn't really.
I think the ADP had already been completed.
Yeah, probably. Although DT probably wasn't contributing too much at that point.
Probably not.
I'm still going to say that he would have been wide receiver. Well, I hate going first on this one.
I'll trade you positions and points for positions in order here.
No, I'm going to go wide receiver 33.
Wide receiver 33, John.
Oh, I'm going second. All right.
Okay, geez. Jason.
Whoa. I did the worst last round. I get to go
last.
That's
why I put you last this round, but John had something to say.
Sorry,
about
I thought it was. I thought it was an overall score thing.
He's still last in that too. So
no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm closest to the cliff. No, that's okay. I don't think it's. I don't think it's 33. There's no way he was that far down. Or you know, I'm gonna go 25.
25.
And I think that's too low. Should have gone higher even.
Jason,
this one screws me.
Yep. I'm going with 23 again.
Damn it.
Jason playing the nice play there.
What did you say?
23.
The correct answer is 22.
Oh,
Jason picks up 1 point.
That eliminates me.
John picks up 3. And yeah, Derek, that's 11 spots off. So 14
points. Derek goes from the top of the bottom of the cliff to all the way over.
Score recap.
Tied going into it.
Yeah, score recap. John 10, Jason 10, Derek has fallen off the cliff. So let's see. John, you were the Jason was the closest in that one. So give me a position.
Let's go back to running back. There's no kickers, right?
There's no kickers.
There's no kickers.
There's no kickers. Running back, Nyheim Hines.
Oh, wow.
I have one other option if you would rather have that option.
We're both going over the cliff on this one. It's just a matter of which one stays closer to the cliff, I guess.
If we both go over, do we go to this other option here, or how does that work?
I think we should.
Okay.
Do you want me to just do the other
one?
If he's
got it. No, let's do Nyheim Hines.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I have
There's
to go
no
first.
There's no way we're getting within 3 points of it.
I think if we both If you both go over, we should all just be back in.
No, I don't. No. I think this happened last time, Derek, and we're not doing
that
again.
That's exactly what happened. Derek tried to weasel back in on your show.
Okay, I'm first. I'm right?
Yep.
Yep.
We just, for the record, I had that answer on our show, and I got screwed out of it.
I'm going to go with 31.
Jason says, oh, man. 31?
So I was thinking right in that range, but now I have to think. So gross. I just have to, I either have to go with 30 or 32.
This is crazy that you get to go second on this one, but
I'm going to go 32. I think he's lower than 31.
John takes the $1 bid.
And 33 was the number in my head, to be honest.
Wow. Initial instinct. You should have went 33. You'd have been even closer. The correct answer is 37.
Oh.
Either way, we were both going over.
So, yeah, Jason falls a little bit farther off the cliff.
Yep. But since we both went over, we're going tiebreaker, whatever the other running back option
was.
Right?
We can keep going. However, I feel like the rest of these are probably going to be more than three off. I might be wrong, but
let's do a couple. Okay. And if we can't get within the range, then you can call it on a final one. Whoever's closest wins.
That sounds
then
fine.
I win.
That sounds fine. So we'll go back to running back then. That's Philip Lindsay.
Oh, I have to go first this time?
You have to go first.
I think we should switch options here.
I'm going to say...
I meant, like, John should go first.
Yeah, John's first.
I'll say... I'm going to say 22.
22? Jason?
Wow. I need to get within three. I'm going to say 26.
Correct answer is 27. Jason.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
with just
Jason,
one.
Nice.
John falls over the cliff. Oh, Jason's got the second game. Nice work, buddy.
Asterix.
I thought about going the one over two, and it just like, I was like, no, I gotta focus
just
on those
missed
three.
If you would have.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that in November ADP, obviously, we're working with that because December isn't quite done yet. But Freeman at 25 and Lindsay at 27. I have a feeling in December that's going to change quite a bit. Lindsay's probably going to be...
It's going to be...
I bet he's in like the early 20s, like maybe even the teens. He might even be...
I think...
Right. He might even be the 15 to 18 range, I bet.
I think he breaks the teens, and I think Freeman falls into the 30s, maybe.
Yeah, that seems kind of likely. Seems crazy. But all right, let's play our final game. Right now, John has won the name game. Jason has won ADP Cliffhanger. Final game is Games Played BS. And I don't have a tiebreaker game prepped immediately, but I can get one real quick, which obviously means that Derek is going to win this game. That's what always happens on the show.
We can do a cliffhanger for the tiebreaker. That's fun.
That's true.
If we
can
do a tiebreaker, we'll go back to that.
That's true. We can do that. So the way this game works is much like ADP BS, if you guys remember that game, where our contestants bid on a number of players they can get within a certain range. This one is a little bit different. We're looking for the total games played between the grouping of players that I give. So our contestants will be bidding on a range of where they think they can get them. So let's say, for example, I said Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and the number is 5,000, whatever it is, and our guests say that they can get it within 100. And then the next one says BS. That means that person who bet 100 has to get it within 100. So they would have to say 4,900 or 5,100 in that example, or within that range, and then they would get the point. If they don't get it within that range, then the person who challenged them gets the point. So Jason won that game, so we'll start with him here. Actually, we don't need to. Yeah, we'll start with him on the bidding here. There's no selection for you guys. But we'll just change the order of the bidding. So, Jason, the first one here is Philip Rivers and Eli Manning. How many do you think you can get within?
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I'm terrible at math here. But
Derek can only count by fives. It's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, quick math. I'm going to say...
That's okay. Take as long as you want. We got...
200 games. Oh, you got editing, right.
You're going to say within 200?
You got to say what? You're saying how close you can get. Yeah.
You're not guessing the total. You're guessing
the
range.
I'm saying within 200 games.
Okay.
I think I can get within 50 games.
John says 50.
I'll go second. I'll speed this process up a little.
I'm gonna go 40.
Derek said it was in 40. I'm
calling bullshit on that one.
Okay, Derek. Okay. How many games have Philip Rivers and Eli Manning played together? Not together, combined.
Combined. I wish I knew how many seasons they've been in the league, and I don't want to.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
This is one of the few ones where I remembered their draft year.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, but not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Oh,
please don't.
That's a clue.
I'm allowed to use a calculator in this game or what?
There's no clues. You just have to guess the number right now.
Okay. And I said within 40.
I like my bullshit call right now so well.
Yeah. I'm going to go 190.
Wait.
Okay, Philip Rivers has played 208 games.
190, come on!
And Eli Manning has played 228 games.
No new guesses.
For a total of 436 games, so you're only off by...
a lot.
246-ish, something like that.
Okay. Wait, does this include playoffs?
No, just regular season games.
No, it does not.
He was thinking playoffs, I think.
Well, even still, it would have been. It's even a worse answer.
It should have been more.
Seeing as Jason Philip Rivers has never
what
played
year were they drafted
playoff.
In 2004. What year were they drafted in?
2004.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just off from. I thought they were.
You were off by years. Yeah, like a dozen years.
Enough.
Jason, next one: Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, and Devontae Booker.
Wow, this seems. I'm gonna say. 15 games.
Within
15 games.
Within 15. We'll go
Derek. Don't make me confuse again.
I forgot to mention off the top that if the person who is getting challenged gets the correct answer within the range that they selected, that they get 2 points, and the person who called BS only gets 1 point if they fail. So with that, Jason says within 15 games. Derek, how many games?
I'm going to say 14.
Derek says 14. BS. John says BS, which I think is probably a pretty good call.
I was gonna call it on Jason at 15.
Maybe I went second.
So once again, your players are Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, and Devontae Booker. How many games total have they played?
Okay, try and think out this one because Booker's been, I don't know, two years in the league. I don't know. He's the one that's gonna screw me on this.
How many inactives has he had?
That's what I know. That's what's gonna be the trouble. But I only need 14, and we're week 13 now with Freeman and Lindsay, and a few inactives for Freeman. So that'd be 20 more. I'm gonna go 42.
42 is your guess. Philip Lindsay's played 12 games. Royce Freeman has played 10 games. Devontae Booker's played 41 games for a total of 63. So that is 21 without the range, 7 over. John gets the point.
Damn it.
Derek, you got
Devontae Booker's been active for that.
You just got to do the strategy
Derek,
call bullshit.
Derek, you got to learn to say BS, man. Yeah.
I was going to say, how long has Booker been in the league for? I feel like I'm way off on that.
Three years, I was thinking.
3 years, yeah. This is his fourth year, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, really?
He's not good. Did not apparently. Know that.
I thought he was only 2 years.
Yeah. This might be. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna double check that. Oh crap! My pen broke. I'm gonna have ink all over my face.
Wow.
Well, if he's been active 41 games, this is definitely at least his fourth year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's year four.
Well, I guess not. I mean, it's not definitely, but there's definitely been inactive is enough to add up to that.
Drafted in 2016, so third year.
Okay.
Oh wow.
He played in 16 games his first season, 13 games last year, and 12 this year. So he hasn't really missed that much time.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And he's been active every week.
I feel
this
like you guys are besmirching the name of the good name of Devontae Booker right now about his availability.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> all right, next clue. John got the point.
Hard to get hurt on the sideline.
John bidding first. Chris Carson, Mike Davis, Rashad Penny, and CJ Procise.
Oh, geez. Chris Carson's hurt every other game. So that's...
I can see John typing. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm writing down probably way off numbers next to each person's name here. God, Procise has probably been active for way more games than I think he has. Even though you wouldn't know it by any of the fantasy totals that he puts up. Who was the second player?
Mike Davis.
Oh, Mike Davis. Okay. Oh, God. He's been around, too.
Started his career in San Francisco.
Yep.
He was...
hey, no clues. Jeez, come on here.
Is that a clue?
Kind of.
I said it out loud. I shouldn't have said that. That was a mistake for me to say that. All right, I'm going to say within 25.
25 total?
Within 25.
I'm sorry. I know how to play my own game, I promise. Within 25.
Are we going to have to clarify this every turn or what?
Jason, we'll go to you next.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that one.
Smart play.
All right, I'm going to say 140.
140 is your guess. Chris Carson played in 14 games. Mike Davis has played in 31 games. Rashad Penny has played in 12 games. CJ Procise has actually played in 16 games somehow. For a total of 73 games. So, yeah, a little bit off.
I like this. I don't have to guess. It's
Jason takes a point. Is that the way this game is going to go? I think.
All tied up.
Next if one. I was smart, I would have done that last time.
Or you started a range of like 200.
Yeah, that was smart on my part. And look how it worked out.
Yeah, it's true. Jason, you're up next. The next clue is Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, all right. Let me think about this for a second. I'm going to say 40 games.
So I'm going to take my own advice and call bullshit.
I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
Oh, I said 40. Within 40
within
games.
40 games. Okay.
I'm going to take my own advice and call bullshit, and then Jason's going to get this right.
On
probably.
40, but... you're going to call BS? Okay. Jason. Yes. Give me the number for Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers within 40.
Oh, I'm trying to hope I'm right with Rodgers here. I'm going to say 240.
Ooh, that's more.
Aaron Jones has played in 22 games. Aaron Rodgers has played in 161 games for a total of 183.
Yes.
So wow, you should have stuck with 200. That would have been pretty good. Derek's strategy paid off, and he got a point. Score is 2 for Jason,
now,
1 for Derek, and 1 for
first,
John. Derek does have to go first this time, and this clue is Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Travis Kelce.
Hill, Watkins...
So much mathing in this game.
I know.
Wow, I thought Rodgers had been in the league longer, since we have a little dead air here.
He has, but remember he sat on the bench for like the first 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he probably wasn't even active.
I didn't think he sat on the bench that long.
It might have been 2 years, but I think it was 3.
It was Hill, Watkins, and Kelce, right?
Hill, Watkins, and Kelce. Yeah, first 3 years, he... he played 3 games, 2 games, 2 games from 2005 to 2007.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, didn't start until his fourth season.
That's where my numbers went wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going to say that I can get it within 55.
Within 55.
will go
I'll to say 54.
John says 54. Jason.
Because I'm not going to give Jason any more leeway than he needs.
I'm going to say 50.
Oh, Jason's 50. Taking a chance.
Derek,
do not 49. Call BS.
Derek says
yet.
49.
All right, I'll go to 45.
Oh, you sickos.
Jason?
I'm looking at my number and deciding if I'm close or not. I'm going
to
say...
You super close yet.
What number did you say? 45?
Yep.
40.
BS. All the way to 40. Oh, BS on 40 worked last Eric. Time. Jason.
Now I don't even get a play. This sucks.
That's right. I'm taking you out of this, John. I need to win this.
Jason.
Derek's so going to win this game.
Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce. How many games have they played?
280.
Tyreek Hill has played in 43 games. Sammy Watkins has played in 63 games. Travis Kelce has played in 76 games for a total of 182. So you're about 100 off there, pal. Sorry about
nice.
That.
Wow.
You cut out on the numbers on Watkins and Kelce. I heard 42 for Hill.
43 for Hill. Sammy Watkins 63 and Travis Kelce 76.
Wow. I was actually close. I was way off on Hill. I had 27. I had 64 for Watkins and 65 for Kelce.
Nice. Should have played.
I had 200.
I mean, I guess you
did.
I got the point. Yeah,
I got the point anyway.
What?
Right. So,
what was the total?
The total was 182.
Ooh, I would have gotten it with my 45 guess.
So, what went wrong here is that when I typed everything into my calculator, I must have pushed the wrong button.
An extra zero? You put an extra zero?
Yeah, because when I add up my numbers that I wrote down, it's 189. Oh, my God.
Well, that's a shame.
I can't help you if you can't operate a calculator, I guess.
I'm blaming the alcohol.
Sure. All right, the score is 2-2-1, and we have one clue left. So, of course, John is going to get tie this game up. Derek, your final clue is... are Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram.
Okay, I'm gonna say within 40. Within 40.
Derek says within 40. We'll go to Jason.
Oh, wow.
Jason, you can't let him go for it because then he wins the game no matter what.
Does he, though?
Yes. One, me or you have to get the answer right. Otherwise, Derek wins the game.
Oh, wow.
That's not true. If Jason calls
isn't
BS,
isn't it 3-1?
No, it's 2-2-1.
Oh, I misscored then.
Yeah, Jason can call
Jason
BS
has
and
two.
He wins. And you and Derek has two and you have one.
So basically I'm the only one that's basically getting screwed. Okay. Damn it!
But at least you opened it
Jason,
up, so
don't
we,
call.
Talk, we talked that out,
Jason,
so you screwed yourself.
Do not call BS on him, Jason.
Derek said 40, right?
Derek said 40.
40? Oh, come on. That's such a wide range.
Way to sell it, John.
Because we've done so well on this so far.
Right. I'm going to say 30.
Jason says within 30.
I'll say 20. Say 20.
Wow. This seems like you just gave Derek the game. Unless you're
going to call BS here.
I was going to say.
John, you better get this
right.
If
you don't get this, then Derek wins the game.
Okay.
Give me
just
your
to be
answer.
Clear, this is the only chance I had to actually win. I have to get it right
you
to jump them both.
No, you could have called BS.
I could not have won.
You could have called BS
any
on,
other way.
You could have called BS on Jason, and if he would have missed it, and you had the same result.
And I could have forced a tie.
I got blocked out. That's.
I'm not playing for the tie. I'm playing for the win.
Can I say less
I
now or what?
You play.
All right.
Win
so
the game.
I said within 20. I'm going to guess 116.
116 is your guess. Alvin Kamara has played in 28.
Wait. Oh,
what?
Nothing. Never mind. Want to try to negotiate here, but I'm blocked out.
Alvin Kamara.
No Jason likes my number.
I just think I can get closer.
Too late.
Alvin Kamara has played in 28 games. Mark Ingram has played in 102 games for a total of 130. John.
Oh my God.
The point and the win.
No. John gets 2 points.
That's what I mean. You get 2 points and the win.
I had written down Kamara's played in 27 and Ingram in 110. I was so close.
You should have done. Should have played stronger, Derek. I'll tell you. So.
Yeah. I don't think John would have called bullshit on me at all.
When you go safe and you guess 40, you could have said any number, Jason, and I was going to go.
I was going to say, I don't think I could have gotten any, I had a chance at that round.
I could have said one. Who had a chance was probably, if you'd have said one, I would have called it.
Did
I would have played for the tie then. Yeah.
Was that the only one anyone got correct?
I got the last one.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Is that the only one that anyone got correct without getting a point? Via challenge?
Yes. Everything else was BS, right? Points.
Was a bullshit, yeah.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for playing once again. I hope you guys had fun on Dynasty Game Night. John, of course, is now on a 3-game winning streak, which I'm definitely not happy about. I think that's longer than that might be longer than my longest win streak of this season. So we're gonna have to change that.
Oh, how
for
the turntables
sure.
have turned.
Derek, tell everybody where they can find you, man.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at the FFRX, and we sort of have a podcast called the Gut Feeling Podcast at Gut Feels Pod. We'll see if we record it maybe this week. But yeah, that's me. Thanks for having me, guys. This was great.
I got time right now. Let's record.
Jason, thanks again for coming on the show. Valiant effort. You got a game this time. I don't remember if you got a game last time or not. I'm sure you did because you're a good player.
Oh,
but,
wow.
that feels like a shot at me.
Holy cow.
A punch to the gut.
But it's really good to play games with you again, man. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Jason Tran, TRAN. And like Derek said, we do a podcast called Gut Feelings Pod. I also do another podcast called Friday Night Lines, which is a sports bet or a football betting podcast, basically. So you can find me on there as well.
And John, of course, where can everybody find you and what are you up to these days?
You can find me on Twitter at Regular Season Dynasty Game Night Champion. No, I'm at John Bosch FF. You can find my podcasting on this Dynasty Game, when I do host. Then I also do host the Dynasty Trade Calculator podcast. And I also am on Dynasty Wall Street, also on the DTC feed.
And once again, you guys, we are part of the DLF family of podcasts. Please check out that feed. If you are listening on our own feed, on the Dynasty Game Night feed, that's great. We love it. But also go and please support DLF. Otherwise, you guys, hope you had fun with another episode of Dynasty Game Night, and we will be back with you again in a couple of weeks.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Chris and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.